Close the door quick, honey. All the heat is just ready to run out behind you. How did you get on with shoveling the driveway? It felt like you were gone for a while. I was actually going to come out and get you once I finished setting up the fire properly. Oh, baby, your nose. It's bright red. You must be freezing. Oh, my baby boy, come and get a seat on the couch right away. I'll put more logs on the fire to really get us warmed up. You know, you could have always just asked me to join you, silly, if it was getting too unbearable. And look at you now, frozen to the core. Let me take that jacket off of yours. I'll hang it up to dry in these gloves, too. It might actually be better if you sat closer to the fire. Come sit on the floor with me. I can put my hands over your ears to warm them up. How's that? A little better? Would you like me to make hot cocoa? No? You like when I press down on your ears? Oh, sweetie, I can definitely do more of that for you. Oh, I can feel how cold you are. I might start shivering myself at this rate. The fire should get you roasty toasty in no time, though. I don't think I ever remember a winter being just as cold as this one. And, unfortunately, we are right at the start of it as well. I prefer when it's autumn. When the leaves turn golden and slowly drop in a cool breeze. I will still argue that nothing feels better than coming home from work after a hectic day. Your feet are sore, you're a little grouchy. And just closing the door behind you and exhaling all the stress away. Then I would light myself some candles and have a long, relaxing bath. The steam would fog up the windows, but it didn't matter. I was so happy to be in my little bath, decompressing. And if I was feeling extra naughty, I'd sneak in a few chocolates before dinner. Of course, justified by me saying, after all, why shouldn't I? You're still quite red, baby. Do you at least feel a bit warmer? Like I said before, I could prepare you some hot cocoa and it could warm you up from the inside out. You just like being held. Well, well, aren't you feeling all lovey-dovey today? Does my man need some special attention? You know, I could pamper you if you want until you're warm again. I was thinking about a back massage by the fire. I'd get a pillow for you and face you down. I'd sit on your hips and that way I have access to your whole back. And I won't be straining mine. I do actually have some essential oils I've been wanting to test out, and what better than to use them on my honey bun first? Come on, you don't want to be my test subject? Forced to endure my lovely massages. And I could really fix up some of your muscles. I can tell when you've overexerted yourself. I think I would know since we've been dating for over 3 years now. Okay, this sounds silly, but my hands are actually getting a little too cold, so sit with your legs crisscross applesauce, and then I'm gonna do this. How is that? Is it helping? Then I shall continue. Feel free to zone out. I know you men and staring off into space are a great duo. still enjoying it, I hope. Such rosy red cheeks. At least you aren't chattering your teeth, or that's when things are really bad. I'd have to get us both Nikki and hug together to reserve our body heat. I know when you're faking it, mister. Keep it nice and playful for now. I'm not making any promises tonight. I've noticed you do this thing when you're relaxed. I don't know if I should say it or not in case you stop, but when I get all up close and personal with you like this, you have a swallow reflex. Well, does my honey bun still require a back massage? In that case, I'm gonna take off your shirt. And I'll grab some of my essential oils. Okay, and I'll put a pillow down for your face. Lie down and take a deep breath. And when you exhale, let all your muscles go loosey-goosey, and I'll start applying my oils. I know you don't care too much for it, but at least you put the effort into listening to me when I do mumble about them. I guess that's what makes you a good boyfriend, and you don't even realize it. It seems like such a... What's the word? An obvious thing, I guess, but it shows you care. Care enough to listen to me go blah, 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 blah. So, for this evening, monsieur, I shall be using a mix of Melrose Sweet Almond Oil and jojoba oil. As much as you'll roll your eyes, your skin will thank me for this. I'll just start with my fingertips to gently massage it all in. So, what part of your back is the worst? Top, middle, or bottom? All of it? You can't say that, baby. I'm not a trained masseuse. Just tell me what feels good. I'll talk through what I'm doing so you know what's happening. First, I start off with my fingertips tracing all over your shoulder and your neck to massage the oils in and get them evenly applied. Don't worry if any drips over. I'll deal with it later. Because it's already too late for me to put a towel under you. Just over your shoulder blades, too. In a circular motion. And over your neck. Trying not to get any at the back of your hair. Then I'll slowly start working down to the middle of your back.
Ooh.
I can definitely feel how tight the muscles are. Maybe we should book a retreat together that comes with a couples massage. We have been saving up for something special, just not picked it out yet. And, if I confess, I've been looking at those cabin getaways that have their own natural hot spring. What do you think, baby? And I promise I'm not bringing this up right now. At the moment, I'm pampering and showering you with tender love and care to sway you into taking me. We are needing a break. You've been working so hard, and that's when you experience your burnout. If you go for too long. You know how you come home and you hardly have any motivation to play your video games and you'd rather just stick on a YouTube video and watch someone else? That's quite literally an example of your burnout. I know you push yourself when it comes to doing chores around the house, like when we cook together. I know how hard you're really trying. I'm very appreciative and just blown away by your patience and kindness for me. So, try not to feel too guilty when I'm doing this. I know you struggle to accept affection like this, but seriously, just accept it. Mwah. So now, I'll work on your lower back. And then the oil should be nice and evenly spread all over. Peace and tranquility should just be oozing from you at this point. And that means my massage oils are working. You're definitely nice and warm now, Papa. If you want to snooze while I do this, then I don't mind at all. You had a long day, and then offering to shovel the driveway was going above and beyond. Your ears are still a little cold. Oh well, I suppose I could lean over and do this while massaging you. Ooh, you're doing that swallow reflex thing I was mentioning. Let me do something a little different. Just do it for me, alright? It's positive affirmations. I know it's weird, but I want to do it, so you'll let me, since I've already been massaging you for like 5 minutes. You have people that love you. You can do what you put your mind to. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You're enough. How is that? You comfy? You okay if I wanted to do a little more for you?
Good boy.
I will try my best to appreciate the everyday things in life. Not every day will be good, but just because I have a rough day, it doesn't mean the rest of our days will be bad. I have people around me that I can rely on. I feel secure about myself. If you want to nap by the fire, baby, I don't mind. It doesn't bother me one bit. I can keep massaging your back, then I'll put a towel on top of you to keep you cozy until you wake up for dinner. You've definitely earned a warm little nap cuddled up by the fire. Kinda makes you feel like a kid again, sitting on the floor. It's so trivial, but it makes me appreciate it. Although, you always say I find joy in the weird and obscure things of life. Could even run my fingers through your hair with the other hand. The oils are good whether on your skin or in your hair, so don't worry about it doing any harm. We could, you know, after dinner, get a nice hot soak together. Would that be so bad? You're smirking. Guess you aren't quite asleep just yet. I'll do it all. Candles, some music, and a bath bomb. And we can decompose together and, well, whatever happens, happens. No promises, though, because I have a feeling you're going to be a sleepyhead after dinner. Can I trust you to snooze if I keep massaging you for a little while? Just tell me to stop if it's annoying, but if I think you're asleep, I'll get up off you, sweetie. I love you, honey. Rest well.